Then we read verse 28, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice, and he said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." He recognized Jesus. Demons believe and tremble, the apostle says. They are the enemies of God, and they're to be judged. What's their origin? I do not want to be dogmatic. The physical world has something in it that's not revealed, and that was the atom. How many of you have ever seen an atom? Yet that atom has really made his impact on our day and generation. And in the spiritual world, there are certain things not revealed, angels. And there are two classes of angels, those that are with God and those that fell with Satan at the beginning. And we're told that Gentiles sacrifice to demons. There is demon worship. Homer speaks of diamonds and theos. That is, God and demons as being synonymous. And Hesiod says demons are all good. Empedocles in Greek philosophy, he says they're both good and bad. And back of idolatry in the ancient religions, there was demonism. I can't go into detail in a study like this. But there's an outbreak when Christ came. That modern cults, I think many of them, have reality in them. They have the doctrine of demons. Now, demons control the man, but man just couldn't do what he wanted to do. And demons cause the person to do frightful and terrifying things. His soul, he did soul-destroying acts. It causes mothers to kill their children, husbands to kill their wives, children to kill their parents. Senseless acts. Do not know why they do it. That's coming up so much in our day. And Jesus asked him, verse 30, "What's thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons were entered into him. And not one, but many, legion, 3,000 to 6,000 in a Roman legion, 3,000 to 6,000. And it was used like the word mob. Mob was in this man. And we're told, and they besought him that he would not command them to go into the deep. And that deep is the bottomless pit, the abyss. And that's where the other fallen angels were incarcerated. Jude tells us that. And they want to be incarnate in a person. When demon is gone out of a man, he'll wander around, but he'll come back, our Lord said. And they were willing to go into pigs rather than into the abyss. And the pigs would rather be dead than have the demons. And there was a marvelous transformation took place in this man. Then they went out, verse 35, they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man out of whom the demons were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Marvelous transformation. And friends, only Christ can deliver from the power of Satan. There are many things today. Is there demonism today? Yes. I don't have time to develop that at all, but I think we're seeing the resurgence of it in our day, and it's a frightful, ugly thing as it's appearing. Now we have, concluding this chapter, that woman with the issue of blood was healed and Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead. It's interesting. Dr. Luke gives us two resurrections. That's quite interesting. The other gospel writer's only one. You see, he's Dr. Luke, if you please. And he gives us that incident here. And I'll not go into detail concerning it since we've done it already twice in Matthew and in Mark.